We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette joins us. Ray, do you share Jerry Dulac's opinion that David DeCastro and or Maurkice Pouncey won't be back with the team next year?
Well, guys, I think we both know that both of those guys performed worse this year than, quite frankly, they ever have in their careers. Certainly DeCastro, I could say that, you know, without a doubt. And I know full well that he, you know, he had two early injuries that no doubt affected his play.
Okay.
The reason this is a discussion is because the money they can save on the salary cap.
Yep.
You cut DeCastro, you save $8.7 million. You cut Pouncey, you save $8 million. So that's the reason why it's being discussed. If this was a normal year, guys, and there wasn't a pandemic and there wasn't this talk about the salary cap declining, I don't think we would be in this conversation. But for that reason, I think.
So what do you think? What do you think then? You think they're back?
Honestly, guys, it depends on what they want to do with Cam Sutton. Mike Hilton, there's a lot of free agents, Juju Smith-Schuster. There's a lot of free agents that I think they could keep. I think, you know, another discussion here is the money they could save on Joe Haden, the money they could save on Steven Nelson. Do you want to bring Cam Sutton back at a cheaper rate than what you could for keeping Joe Haden? So I think there's discussions like this at a lot of positions on this team. I mean, you're asking me right now about Pouncey or DeCastro. I think Dotson's ready, but you still need another guard to play. So I would say no. I would give Dave one more year to see if he can come back healthy and perform better. With Pouncey, I'd probably lean towards doing the same, but I don't know what Kevin Colbert's thinking. Those guys have a lot of tough decisions coming, but I do understand why they would consider doing that, for sure.
Ray, one of those tough decisions you didn't mention, although granted you weren't asked about it to start the interview, I would imagine is Ben Roethlisberger. Or is it a tough decision for them since he's got the highest cap hit in the NFL right now for next season?
Yeah, I mean, it's a dilemma. I mean, $41 million cap hit, guys. I mean, I suppose they could restructure it in a way that it wouldn't be punitive if they got out of it in 2022. There are ways of doing that. So that's a possibility, but I got to believe that if Ben wants to come back, I think they'll have him back. I think the more important issue going forward, guys, and I think they should have done this last off season, to be quite honest with you, build a running game around him, give him something to lean on so he doesn't have to throw the ball 68 times in a playoff game or, 55 times during the regular season. Build a running game around him. That's why I would go heavy on offensive linemen and a running back in the first three lines of the draft. I think, you're talking top three picks in the draft. I would definitely draft one offensive lineman and one running back with two of those picks.
So, Ray, everything you said, it sounds as if you still believe that Ben can win a Super Bowl. So I just wanted to just understand, your thought process with that, because when you're talking about addressing the offensive line, we talk about all these other positions. If we don't have the quarterback that can lead us there, all that will be null and void. So that's the biggest thing right now. Do you think that he can win us a Super Bowl next year?
Listen, Arthur, there have been quarterbacks in the recent past who have won Super Bowls who I didn't think were franchise quarterbacks. Guys like Nick Foles, right? I mean, we can go down the line. Brad Johnson, all those teams were built differently. They had, look at that Brad Johnson Tampa Bay team. They won because they had a great defense. So I definitely think there are ways that you could win with quarterbacks who aren't named Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady or Patrick Mahomes. I definitely think there's ways of doing that. And I guess the other way I would answer that question is, if you don't go with Ben, are you in a better position to win a Super Bowl with Mason Rudolph or a first-round pick if you go that route in the draft. I don't think either of those answers would be stronger than having Ben come back. So I think it's a hard question to answer for me, but I do think there are ways, especially with the way this defense is built, they got to play better than they did in the playoff game, but there are ways to win Super Bowls without quote-unquote franchise quarterbacks.
Well, right, but what separates the guys you just brought up, Ray, they didn't have a $41 million cap hit. They weren't the highest.
Exactly.
They didn't have the biggest cap hit at their position. You're able to build around those teams when you're not paying a quarterback franchise money, and the Steelers are. So when you do that, you demand your quarterback to be one of your best players. And I don't see how – see, it's interesting because, Ray, I think you do a great job, and I follow your tweets. I just got the sense from reading you over the last month that you thought the quarterback was shot. I thought just reading you and your analysis of games, watching games live, I was under the impression that you thought the guy was basically done.
Well, he's definitely not the same quarterback, and I'm putting some stuff together for Sunday's paper. First nine games of the season, guys, 22 touchdowns, three interceptions. Over the final seven games that he played in, he threw 10 picks, including those four in that playoff game. So there is no doubt that his play declined late in the season. Now, was it due to that knee injury? I don't know. Did he have a dead arm? I don't know. Ben really didn't answer those questions truthfully when he asked them this year. So when I tell you that they have to build a running game around him if they want to be successful, I 100% I believe in that. I Tom Brady, when he won a couple of years ago, they leaned on the running game to get to the Super Bowl and to win that Super Bowl. I mean, what was the score of that game? Was it like 14-3 or something like that?
Right.
I mean, there are ways that you can win in this league without having to,
Ray, is the quarterback going to be willing to do that, though? If they build a better running game, I go back to 2018. All these linemen were considerably younger and presumably better. Connor had a little more spring in his step, had that little run of games where he was really effective, and people really thought, hey, they found their replacement for Bell. They led the league in pass attempts that year. Hey, Roethlisberger threw the ball 675 times. That leads me to believe on some level that
with Munchak as the offensive line coach too, Chris.
Yeah, correct, and the run game coordinator. So even with a Hall of Fame guy coordinating the running part of the attack, the quarterback threw it more than anybody else in the league. That leads me to believe that he, and granted, he had AB and he had Juju on that team and everything else, and passing was a good strategy. But it sounds to me like that's a guy who wants to throw the ball regardless of what the running infrastructure on the team looks like.
Well, he would have to change, guys. And I think if he had a running game to lean on, he had that type of offensive line, I think he would change. But you're right. I think all three of you are probably in agreement with me that there's going to be a change at OC. So whoever comes in, and if he has to work with Ben, if this new offensive coordinator says you have to be under center, Ben's going to have to want to do that, and he's going to have to do that. If he's going to tell Ben, listen, we're going to run the ball, we're going to do more play action, Ben's going to have to turn his back on the defense, get comfortable with that, and go back to doing
well,
that.
Well, Ray, I want to interrupt you for a second because I guess I don't agree with that. If you're saying Ben is back in 2021, I think he wants Fichtner as his offensive coordinator. And I would agree with the sentiment that's out there that in his 18th season or whatever it is, I don't think he's going to want to take cues from a new offensive coordinator.
Well, guys, if Ben wants to come back and earn that $22 million, he doesn't get a say in who his coach is. So,
well, that's the way it should be, but I just don't think
right.
They scored 42 points in a playoff game and they fired his offensive coordinator a week later.
Because he didn't like the guy. Right. I just don't see any way that Randy comes back. I'm sorry. I'm starting to feel the same way about Sean Surratt. I think this offense needs major changes.
Don't apologize. I don't want either of those guys to come back.
Yeah,
Ray, what are you apologizing for?
No, I'm just saying it. I mean, we're to the point now where you finished dead last in the league in rushing. I think everyone understands the changes have to be made. So, listen, guys, if Art Rooney makes that decision and says Randy's not going to be the coordinator next year, if Ben retires because of that, then it's easy on them. Then they don't have to worry about that. They don't have to worry about that cap hit. I think Ben is a little bit more, I don't know how you want to say it, a little bit more of a team player. I think he is more willing to change than you guys are giving him credit for. If the right pieces are around him. And that's a big if, because they would have to hit on the draft. We all know there's no money in free agency to go out and do anything in free agency. So I know it's a big if, but I think Ben would be willing to do that if it happened that way.
Hey, so Ray, what the biggest thing I wanted to know was, and I think we all are in agreement that we feel that some type of change does need to happen from an offensive coordinator or play calling standpoint. But our biggest question to you is, who do you think that change would be? Mm-hmm. Are we talking promoting Matt Canada? Are we talking about going out and finding one of these top guys, whether they're already in the NFL or one of these collegiate guys who are potentially trying to make a jump? Like, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think you have to go outside the organization. I mean, no, Matt has been here. He's probably under contract for one more year, I'm guessing, the way they do their coaches' contracts. Most of them are 2 years. So, I think, I'm just off the top of my head, how about a guy like Raheem Morris, who was in Atlanta. He was a head coach in Tampa Bay. There are a lot of guys who have lost jobs within the past week or two who have been play callers before. I'm not advocating for Doug Peterson to come in here, but that guy was a good play caller, when they won that Super Bowl. So, guys are fired all the time. Guys become available. I do think you need to hire a good coach. So, in other words, a guy who is going to be able to work with Ben Roethlisberger and then transition to whoever you draft. You know, it doesn't have to be one of these college guys who can only coach, the read option quarterback. Just go out and find the best coach. The best coaches are able to adapt, and they're able to teach multiple guys with multiple skill sets.
Ray, fantastic stuff. We loved your grades after Steelers games throughout the season, and we look forward to reading you this offseason, okay?
All right, guys. Take care. Talk to you later.
Yep.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.